Get knocked down, beat up, record it, and then go over, and that's how you learn game, evolving that way.
Yes, sir. You got it.
All right. Well, all right. So I got to get ready for the show.
I appreciate it, and I rewatch all these shows, and I especially the last one you did. I take great notes on your shows. It's just about implementing it. I like the way the rehearsing 101. That's what really made this solidify that I need to do this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's important. Your bid's everything.
And,
yeah.
And called approaching a
woman
versus putting her bid in.
Yes.
You know,
that let
me know.
Yeah, we don't fucking approach. We put our bid in. Fuck that approach shit. That's some bullshit. Fucking approach.
Absolutely.
All right, so I'll talk to you later. Now, if you're in the room, I'll see you in there, okay?
Yes, I try when there's time, but I can't listen to the whole thing, but I do put the likes in there, so that way it always adds up. So I'm there, I rewatch, and I take very good notes, so I really
it's all love.
So I appreciate you. Okay. There's much love for you guys and everything. So thank you, Uncle Steve. I can't wait to call you again with the coaching session.
Woo! All right. That's what's good. All right. I'll let you later. Okay.
Yes, sir. You got it.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, hold on, see here. Let's put this. You want this one or this way?
No, we can do it this way. Right. It don't matter to me.
Wait, what you say now?
I kind of like us. I kind of like people to see our faces. That's why. the nigga is enamored. I think he said, fuck that, nigga. I need motherfuckers to see my background and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I dig it, nigga. That's how I feel, man. Fuck that. Nigga, what is that?
Okay.
What was that, nigga?
We'll start, for real.
All right.
Here's to the ladies, the fair and the weak. There they are, we'll all admit. But who dares call them weak? Our modern girls play as hard and with as much vitality and stamina as any man. How do they do it? Where do they find all that energy? That seemingly inexhaustible store of pep and ginger? What is that whipcord resilience that lets the weaker sex play half the night, then bob up clear-eyed, ready for the next morning's work? This frail creature strikes her typewriter keys about 40,000 times a day, spaces 7,000 times, shifts to capitals and returns the carriage more than 1,000 times each. Altogether, a few ounces at a time, she exerts more than 5 tons of pressure on her dainty fingertips in one day's work. And any way you look at it, women's work is not for sissies. Most men would have a hard time of it if they were to change jobs with wife, mother, or girlfriend. The homemaker walks miles every day, from sink to icebox, from cupboard to stove, and from kitchen to dining table. Let's use some very special photography to compress the whole job of preparing a meal into a few seconds of time, to see how many steps it really takes to get dinner on the table. Remember, this is a hurry-up picture of just one meal out of more than 1,000. Is that what you'd call a blitz meal? Even an efficiency expert would be staggered by the amount of chasing around and indoor road work that the little woman takes as a matter of course. There's the stair-climbing event, for example. Usually accomplished full tilt and with an armload of brooms, mops, blankets, and sundry household paraphernalia. Here's another hurry-up picture of the clinging vine whizzing through a day's program that would leave the average mountaineer gasping for breath. Each trip upstairs is the equivalent of lifting her own weight 12 feet. And at the rate of 20 trips a day, that's lifting about 12 tons of weight. Who said weaker sex? Ironing is another kind of work that's a lot of little jobs all rolled into one. Just to iron one of hubby's shirts, for instance, the iron may have to be lifted 20 or 30 times. And since a flat iron weighs about as much as a brick, a day's ironing actually uses just about as much muscle as bricklaying. Flattening a towel or wielding a trowel, even Stephen. Had your iron today, lady? Because men are beginning to realize how much lifting and pushing the little woman has to do around the house, more and more muscle savers are being designed to make the little jobs easier. It's one thing to make 6,000 separate scrubbing motions over a tub of clothes, and quite another to push a button that does all the work. Here's another example of sheer brute force. Now, let's make a super scientific test. You'll notice that this girl is wearing a very special thimble. In fact, it isn't a thimble at all, but a gadget of springs and levers to measure the amount of force needed to sew on a button. And it's called an ergometer. According to the ergometer dial, it takes 18 units of force to push the needle through the cloth just once. In sewing stitch by stitch, that work adds up. Any man will admit that's a lot of work when it's called to his attention in the right way. And this is one way of calling it to his attention. This hurry-up picture shows that a stitch in time doesn't always save nine.
You make me feel very unwifely, McNaughton. Go barbecue.
I still say don't serve your awful coffee with my steak.
Oh, Mrs. Olsen, he's always crabbing about my coffee. I could cry.
Your coffee, sir.
Thanks, beautiful.
You're welcome.
How can such a pretty wife make such bad coffee?
I heard that. Darling, it's our anniversary. Why so glum?
Nothing. Well, it's your coffee.
Again? Even today?
Honey, your coffee just doesn't taste any good.
This must have been such a nice vacation. Did you ever see Larry looking so happy?
Oh, honey, happiness is a vacation. Away from your coffee.
Forget the coffee, Marge. It's never very good.
But still,
I'll get some at the plant.
The raw truth teaches men how to live their best life, understanding their role as a man and enjoying the pleasures of life. You'll also learn how to capture a woman properly. Mr. 1950 is going to help you achieve this goal. What he needs you to understand is you're now fucking with a boss. That means be open to change and be willing to do the work. Men, it's time to be the best man you can be. Oh, and ladies, I did not forget about you. Mr. 1950 will show you how to get out of your own way and find the dream guy you've been looking for. Just be ready to be submissive to this silverback lifestyle.
Man, I don't know about... Oh, let me switch that. Okay, man, we in this thing.
We in this thing, man.
Man, welcome everybody, man. Welcome back. You know, I always try to tell people welcome back, man, because you ought to feel good to yourself that you got people out in this world that's dedicated to help you weak males out. You weak males have been overlooked for years until now. Today we're going to discuss it. We're going to talk about the man that is viewed to be a male from men and their weak minds. Their weak mind. So let's talk about it a little bit. I know me and Steve, we talked, man. So, you know, we were discussing a lot of things, and one of the things that we wanted to talk about today was the fact that the reason why you lose, and there's winners and then there's losers, there's nothing in between. There's no runner-ups. You know, you shouldn't get a prize for number two. No, you're a winner or you're a loser, right? And the mindset of it is that in your mind, the reason why you lose is because you are in the world in the image of someone else. You are not who you're supposed to be. And the reason why that is because you follow everybody around you. You are a sheep. I know y'all seen that sheep on that thumbnail. That is the mental capacity of you bitch-ass men. And this is one of the things. This is one of the things I wanted to say off top, though. I wanted to say the fact that a lot of you men are continuously repeating the same cycle and expecting a different outcome. And then what happens is you get around a whole bunch of bitch-ass men, and then you get to complaining. And then you get to talking and complaining more. And then you get to searching for more complaints. Instead of strapping up your bootstraps and saying, you know what, let me take some accountability. Let me look at the cycle of madness that I display to the world at all times. What do you got to say about that, my bro?
Well, I appreciate you having me on, brother. The thing is that they don't understand that things are unlikely to change because they don't realize that they're the one that holds the power. See, they give the power away to someone else that tells them how to think and how to move and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And what we try to show them that they fail on is that they got to learn how to master enough strength in any situation to be men about what they are and stop worrying about women, stop trying to follow other men, and stop complaining about things that, here's the thing, they have complete, utter control over. And that's the craziest thing, mm-hmm. Fifth. They don't believe that they have that control, big dog, not at all.
Yeah, they don't believe that because they don't have control of their lives. You know, when you don't have simple control, when you're out and you view a woman and you immediately put her in a category, mm-hmm. So that changes the way you communicate with her. You're weak. You're a bitch-ass man. Inside of you, that bitch is in and is growing inside of you. And the reason why is because you're weak. You're a part of the sheep. And this is why the sheep was very important to put on this thumbnail for y'all. I want you to understand the sheep. The sheep doesn't do anything by itself.
Mm.
The sheep is always going to be around like-minded or like-looking people. Mm. So therefore, it feels safe in that community, right? And this is why the sheep is necessary for a lot of you males out here. That's you guys' mascot, that one and the flamingo. We were kind of going back and forth, right? The flamingo is the same. The men look like the women, right? And that's why the flamingo is who he is. It's pink. They look like the woman. Like, you can't even tell the difference between the two, right? You just can't. They're fucking walking around, and they're just the same. But anyway, back to the sheep. So the analogy is for you guys to understand, if you're not moving appropriately as a man, you're not a man. No. I like what Steve say, man. He says either you're a man or you're not.
Yes.
You know, there's no in between. There's no, oh, I'm kind of a man. Oh, I'm on a journey of being a man. No, either you are a man or you're not. And every time, and this is why I need for you guys to understand, when you guys reach out to Fifth, understand admitting help is a part of knowing that you're not a man yet. And it's all right, right? It's okay. The first step to change is recognizing the problem. You can't change what you do not acknowledge. So if you're not acknowledging the fact that you're a sheep, then you're going to continue to be the sheep. What you got?
No, that's a hey, dog. I was, you took my motherfucking thunder because you have to acknowledge the fact, Fifth, that you can choose the perspective to think differently. You can choose to see all the events, all your circumstances, and everything that's happening to you in a different mindset. You don't have to see, because see, everybody, you know, everybody thinks women are special. They think women are sexy. They think women are desirable. They think women are beautiful. And you've already lost by giving away the beauty, the desire, and all the things that you are to yourself by giving it away to somebody who hasn't even earned that shit, Fifth. So the acknowledgement, like you were saying, they have to, they must, first, like you always say, it's something you always say to your clients, they've got to acknowledge they have a problem first, before anything. And that's one of the hardest things a man can do is, number one, acknowledge he has a problem, but number two, going to another man for help. Because a lot of guys don't want to do that, brother. A lot of guys don't even want to move that way, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't admit help, if you can't admit help, then you know it all. Then what you're saying is I got it.
Yes.
But you're on this phone for a reason. You're reaching out for a reason. So that's like me going to the doctor and letting the doctor know, you know, off top, hey, yeah, I don't need no help. I'm just here. So what do you want me? What's the problem? What do you want me to do, sir? No, I got it. I never mind. I got it. What do you mean? You're here in my office. You came. You made an appointment. You're here in my office. Like, I'm the doctor. I'm here to help you. What do you need help with? Man, I feel like I'm kind of a doctor myself. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a little bit of a doctor. I can do a little doctor. No, you fucking can't. You're not this. And look, I'm not here to, like, save your feelings. I'm not going to say something nice right now. You know, most people were predicated. They'll say things like, oh, you know what, though? You're developing and, you know, you're working hard. And no, I'm not here to rub your fucking back. I'm here to tell you that if this is – you're in dire need of help. And if you don't get the help you need, you will continue to be life's doormat.
Yes.
Life's doormat. Yes. What you got?
Well, absolutely. And that's why we're not the doormat for anybody, because we realize, and this is what separates us from the sheep who eat the grass versus us meat eaters, is that we know what we think about and believe in ourselves becomes really our reality, because we create our reality. We know that when we create a reality, what is in that reality expands said reality. You see what I'm saying? We're always expanding our mindset versus the average guy. That how can you expand anything when you're not even thinking about yourself first, second, third, fourth of it? You're probably the last thing that you're thinking about. If you have, let's think about this. Okay, you're thinking about women first, then you're thinking about how beautiful women are. Then you're thinking about how to get a woman in bed. Then you're thinking about what YouTuber you should listen to tell you how to get a woman, get her in bed, get her to think about. And then you're thinking about, well, what do I have to wear to get her in bed? And how do I have to dress to get her in bed? And what kind of words do I have to use to get it? And all they're doing is they're putting themselves last by putting everything else in front of them first. And this is why you can't expand or do anything, because you're not even putting yourself. I would say they put themselves 1,566,884 behind it. They never put themselves number one. You're zero. You're one. You're two. You're three. You're four. You're five. You know what I mean, Fifth? That's the difference, brother.
Yeah, you know what's crazy too? Like, you know, I'll be seeing, like, you know, on social media that, you know, those guys eating last. I always tell men, get your plate first. It doesn't matter if you got kids or whatever.
Yes.
Like, people always make the excuse, like, oh, the kids eat. No, the kids are not before you.
Right.
And this is where you guys don't understand the pecking order of the household.
Yes, yes.
You know, you're the head of the household. You sit at the head of the table. You get your plate first.
Yes.
Oh, you get served first.
Yes.
And there's a reason why. Because of what you bring to the household, right? Who you are as a man, the strength of the household, it relies on you. So do you see the lion? When the lioness go out and capture the animal, you see what that lion does? He walks up, broad shoulders. He doesn't even need to roar at these. They fall to the back.
Yes.
They fall to the side. Like, oh, okay, well, I mean, you know, we caught it. We worked hard to get it. We trapped it. He's going to eat first. And that's what it is. Even before his cubs, not the cubs, but the baby lions. I don't know what they're called. But at the end of the day, I want you guys to understand how the narrative is with the lion and his mindset. understanding that he's choosing himself first, because he's expected in the middle of the war. He has to go to war with three lions or a rhino or something, an elephant. He got to go to war. There's no second place. So why, if I got to go to war, am I eating third? Am I third priority in my life? No, everything revolves around me. Look, I'm the sun, they're the planets, right? I'm the brightness of their life. I'm the guy. And for them to understand that, that's half the battle, right? But if you don't understand it, and if you keep thinking like a sheep, you're going to keep getting out of the way when other men are around to eat. I'm telling you right now, and that is how life works.
Yeah, absolutely. But our life works for us, and that's where the soft male doesn't understand. He doesn't allow everything in his world to work for him because, again, one must create that. 1950, the world works for you because you create the silverback lifestyle for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what the silverback lifestyle is. Not only do you know it forwards and backwards. You can be blindfolded, deaf, blind, dumb, and all that, but you will still have the mindset of a silverback lifestyle in which you are. Your clothes are not the silverback lifestyle. Your hat isn't, and all the stuff that you have. You are what you actually create, and it is hard for someone to believe that they can create because they're in a world where everybody's pulling on them, tugging on them, and trying to get them to be something that they don't even know what I should be. Should I be what my parents want me to be? Should I be what my friends want me to be? Should I be what women want me to be? Thus, which you use you as an analogy, with your silverback lifestyle, you're like, you know, fuck everybody. I don't give a fuck what y'all want me to be, because what the fuck you want me to be is none of my fucking business. A squirrel might want me to be nice to him. Fuck that squirrel. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know, I don't give a fuck. And that's what women cream over. Women love men that are dominant, and they love men that tell their fucking ass no, and they love men that'll say, I don't need you, because then that hits them on a place that most motherfuckers don't even know they have, brother.
Yeah, and you got to start off with no. And I think a lot of men are afraid to tell someone no, and that's part of the bitch in you, right? Mm-hmm. That's part of the bitch in you. And so at the end of the day, we as men, like Steve said, like we create our own value. We create our own narrative.
Yes.
We understand what life is like. We understand what life should look like. Like today, for example, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to sit in my backyard and I'm going to have some ice cold lemonade full with a mug. I'm going to put my feet up, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to think about all the people that I stepped on to get here. All you bitch-ass men that I enjoyed stepping on to get here, because you're not strong enough to get out my way. And then when you see me coming, you know, I'm toxic. I'm a bully. You know, I'm mean. You know, somebody called in the Steve show yesterday or something, talking about addressing somebody else's feelings. You know, why are you so mean to people? You know, who the audacity for you as a male to even question a man and his abilities to lead? I can't believe it. The audacity for you to call about somebody else's inside feelings. This is ridiculous, man. And I'm telling you, I'm going to enjoy myself today. I'm going to kick my feet up, and I'm going to smoke a cigar today. You know, and I may even, you know, pull my phone up and look at other losers on this world that I view from a distance. Just laugh so hard. That's exactly how I be when I look at losers. And sometimes I'll be wanting to comment. I'll be like, you know what? Let me stay out of the comments, because there's so many of you guys that teamed up and high five each other that you guys come for me in the comments. Like, who's this real man in here? Mm-hmm. We're all sheep. This is the sheep's community. You guys need to really fucking grow up. That part right there, I really mean that. Y'all need to understand what life should be like.
Guys, put a cue if you have a question. We're going to answer questions, guys. And if you want to call in at 563-999-3056. We got Matthew here. But real quick, I want to say, guys, listen, this is a learning lesson. When is the last time that you guys kicked back, sat back. Now, it didn't have to be lemonade. It don't have to be that cake-ass lemonade this motherfucker drinking.
Well, my shit is hard lemonade, nigga.
Hard lemonade. All right, well, it's lemonade. All right, so I'm just saying, when's the last time you kicked back and looked down on the world? When's the last time you kicked back and said, I'm the best, I'm great, and look at the losers? Look at all the territory I've conquered. Look at all the women that are after me. What is wrong with patting yourself on the back and just looking and just relaxing and soaking in all the things that you have done by conquering? Listen, look at all the assets that you have acquired. Looking at all the heads on the walls that you have taken over. That's what men do. That's that energizing battery that makes you feel good for when you're ready to go back out, because now you've done all the work. You've done all the conquering. Mm-hmm. You can sit back and look at all the defeated ones. You can sit back and still look at, this is why. Listen, I can take them. Like 50 always says this. You can throw him on a third world country, blindfold him with a bottle of water, come back a week later. And that motherfucker not only is going to run the tribe, you have a bunch of tribal bitches. Because that's the mindset we're saying to you guys. And
I'm going
to
be the main breeder.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to
be. The main breeder. But the question is, before you answer the questions, when are you guys, have you ever sat back and said, look at me? Because the world doesn't want you to be that way. The world doesn't want you to say, you know what? You're allowed to say, look at me. You're allowed to say, look at the losers. You're allowed to say, I'm a fucking winner because I did the work for me. I built me. I created my reality. I created my standard. I created my laws. I created my codes and rules. And I told that goddamn woman no, and I walked away from that motherfucking woman. When you're thinking this way, this is how you live as a man. Okay, we got some questions here for you, Fifth.
Says, I'm not soft, but I'm new to the game. Should I cut a girl? See, and this is already, I can already read bitch ass this. Should I cut a girl that I have already been straight up off the rip? I have been working the dates. I have been working the dates. I don't know what that means, but the last part of it. So what you're saying is you're new to the game, so you don't have game. That's what you're saying. Because I told you, either you have game or you don't, right? Either you're a man or you're not. So you don't have game. We need to admit that, all right? We have to say, look, I need some help, guys. I don't have game. Let me just restructure this sentence for you. Look, guys, I don't have game. Should I cut off a girl that I've already been straight up with? So if you've already been straight up with her, why are you still questioning your decision? And see, I always try to tell my clients too, men don't overthink things. We live by principles, standards, and codes, right? We live by these things. So I don't need to overthink the fact that my decision I made a week ago. I've already made that decision based upon who I am. So I don't need to revisit this again. But then if you think about it, why are you still dealing with this woman? It shows your strength as a man. It shows how weak you are and soft, because you are allowing this woman to not only continue to be in life after you done told her already off the rip, then you supposed to already have been removed this bitch from your life. I don't understand that. And I don't understand the last part at all. So.
Well, Matthew, before we get to the next one, guys, don't call, the lines are open. Matthew, this is what I understand. You are a great man. You reached the egg first. You came into this world a winner. Why would the first statement you make as a person, not a man, because you're learning how to be a man, why would you tear yourself down? Why would you start why introduce yourself as weak and soft? And that's how you are introducing yourself to every woman you see without even saying, I'm soft. Okay. And here's the thing. Here's the problem. If you got to say and defend something, because nobody said that you were soft, but the fact that you came out to say, I'm not soft, shows that you actually are soft in your mind, because nobody here said anything about you being soft or not. You just came in here trying to defend a position. So the problem is that you're coming in being soft. You are soft. And the fact of, and this is what makes you soft. Should I cut off any girl that I have not been straight up with off the rip? Well, let me tell you, soft men lie. Soft men deceive. Soft men manipulate. Soft men beat around the bush. Soft men try to be friends with the fucking food. So you're already showing your characteristics of a soft man by your behaviors. By your behavior, sir. Fifth, what do you got to say, brother?
Yeah, and I just, you know, when I look at this, it's really gently written, right? It's really, you could tell, like, you had to really think about it, and you was like, how can I say this without looking like the bitch that I am? And so, like I said, there's a lot of inner bitch in you because I haven't dealt with this in my entire life. You know, and I wasn't always this. But I will tell you, once I tell you something, that's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. So at the end of the day, that's what we're going to be. Let me see what this says. Let me, you know, I got to blow this up. I don't got to blow my screen up.
How not to be intimidated by approaching women.
Okay, so this is for me. So how not to be intimidated? For one, you value the woman too much, and that's the problem off top, right? She's special to you. So if she's special to you, then there's way too much value before you even approach. This woman should be having the grandest time to even talk to you. Why don't you feel this about yourself? How do you know this woman's not intimidating to talk to you? Because of what you bring. So right now, your confidence is gone. You don't understand the philosophy behind going to talk to this woman. The philosophy is that I'm going to bring this opportunity to her, and either she's going to take it or she's not. But it's not a rejection for me because I'm a player. Well, she missed her opportunity. She missed out on an opportunity to be with me. The thought process of you guys is fear. You guys live in fear. And also, this bitch is not special for me to be thinking that her thought process is for me to be something that I'm not. Like I'm not who she chose, so I'm less than. What type of shit is that? I don't understand that type of thought process, man.
Well, yeah, and you got that, but let me go back to this. And this is, and I want to show y'all something. I want to give y'all an example. See, this is why women treat guys like this like bitches. And this is what bitches say, and this is what bitches do. See, let me tell you something. See, when I was 9 years old and my mentor told me the information and game that you just got laced with, I wouldn't say it cracked up because that's some disrespectful shit.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you're saying it and you're taking this shit as a joke, don't ever say anything in this thing or you will get blocked again. You sit your fucking ass down. You shut your goddamn ass up and you look. You are no longer privileged to say anything in this room because we're here to help motherfuckers out. And if you're taking the information as a joke, well, then fuck you. So you can either get your bitch ass out, how about that, or shut your goddamn ass up. Say something again and watch what the fuck happens. And, gentlemen, let me tell y'all why I'm doing this. Because aren't you here to win? Are you here to play around, or are you here to win? So you got to make that decision up. But as a man, I'm not going to waste my time giving valuable information to a bitch that's soft as fuck. So I'm just keeping it real. I'm keeping it 1,000.
He's the sheep. He's the sheep.
Fuck.
That's the sheep right there, man. Because he's used to being talked to from mommy. And when the men talk to him to give him the real man advice, he get real soft and tingly inside. And he cringes and he holds himself. And he thinks about all the things that we said to him that he deems mean. You's a bitch. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you didn't even sit back and say, you know what? That's real OG advice.
Yeah.
That's some real man shit right there. You know what? I appreciate you all. You know what I mean? Didn't do that. You bitch ass nigga. Yeah, say something else, bitch.
Yeah, just say something. Just say something. Laugh or block us right now. Or you going to shut your ass up like a soft bitch that you are. Because we don't like softness. So anyway, we got another one right here, brother.
If it's by experience, I notice women don't like aggressive, angry men. They avoid them. I don't know what women you're talking about. I'm very aggressive. Everything I do, I move aggressive. I talk aggressive. I touch aggressive. That old saying that you're heavy-handed, no, that's just me being aggressive, right? So you need to understand who you are is going to be loved by the ones who's for you. You got to understand, man, like I don't even understand, like, the philosophy of this. Who told you this for you to believe this? Like, even like, I've experienced, me being an aggressive guy, I've experienced individuals that don't understand me, and you view that as them not liking me.
Right.
See, and they just don't understand me. I am who I am, but you would view them as them not liking you. So again, you're using this as another strategy for you to lay down in a fetal position to be the bitch. Like, you don't, you move the way you move because that's the way you are.
Yeah.
I'm very fucking aggressive all the time. Well, my normal life.
Well, here, T-Dog, I think you're misconstruing and putting the wrong word in the wrong place. Okay. See, I think this is where he's going with aggression. See, you're looking at desperation, neediness, and creepiness as aggression. Man. See, and I'm gonna break it down into two. I'm gonna break down 1952nd, and I'm gonna break down what you're saying first. See, women do not like thirsty, creepy guys that are so desperate they're begging the woman to come right to their place. Let's fuck. That's what you see as aggressive. That they do not like guys that are just so thirsty that all you want to do is try to manipulate a situation. That's not aggressive. That's just weird, needy, creepy, thirsty. But here's the thing. 1950 isn't a, see, the reason why you see him as aggressive, because you're not in an aggressive mindset to see that he's just talking like a man. But when you're not a man, you will take what he's saying as aggression and anger, and he's got all this stuff. No, I see a man with passion, discipline, drive, and he's all about his motherfucking self. And that's what a man sees in another man when they talk. And that's why I would never say, 1950, can you please calm down a little bit, man? You're scaring the people. No, we don't do that as men. So where you're going around, your experience, because your experience is from the other side of the street. You're not in the man neighborhood. So you're right. Women don't like soft men that are desperate, needy, and creepy. They love aggressive men because an aggressive man is never going to talk at a woman. He's going to talk to a woman. This is what I want. This is how it's going to go. And if you don't like it, you will be replaced or dismissed. That's what they cream over. But you're taking aggression because you're creepy. I'm not saying you're a creepy guy, but because you're desperate, because you don't know how to talk to women and you come off soft, you called it aggression. There is no aggression when it comes to a man, because a man is who he is and he doesn't give a flying fuck what the woman thinks about him, sir. 50 would say you, brother.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And like you said, man, he definitely got him screwed for that thirstiness or desperateness, because that's what it looks like to them from what you're doing. Like, from what I'm doing, it's just confident. You know what I mean? I'm very assertive. I'm very, upfront. You know what I mean? I don't even, like, let me just say this. I don't even think about somebody else's feelings because I'm so me, right? Like, it's just who I am. Like, I don't consider your feelings before I speak.
Yes.
So for me, when you get to a point in your life where you understand this is a part of the game too. You understand yourself so much. Like, if I took my time to think about how somebody else is going to feel, then I'm not taking myself, who I am, as a priority. I'm the priority here. There's no way that I can continue to think like that or do that. That's disgusting, to be honest.
Joe, let me go first. Joe, you said, what is your opinion? Is there a difference between dating a female and a female being your girlfriend? Now, see, let me tell you, in your language, it shows where you are. I don't date women. I think you got it wrong. I don't date them. They date me.
Yeah.
They're not my girlfriend. I'm her fucking man. I think you got it all wrong, because I think you think that we give a fuck enough about them to date them or to make her my girl. Fuck no. Again, like 1950 said, it's all about me. And I know it's hard to see the reality in which we're saying, and I know it's hard to think this way, but this is how winners think. And this is what keeps women in line, because a woman's going to realize she's replaceable when she's around a real man. Fifth, what you got on that, my brother?
Yeah, it's amazing to me, right? Like, how do you not know the difference between living your normal life and being in a relationship with someone? That's fucking amazing. How do you not know the difference? That means you're controlled by somebody else's opinions and somebody else's voice and somebody else's lifestyle. You're controlled. How do you not know? So let me just say this again. I always try to tell men, women marry us. We don't marry them. And the reason why is because I'm going to be me. I'm going to be the leader of this thing. I'm going to move the way I need to move. Yeah. And I'm going to do the things that I need to do in order to make this legacy great. She's just there to help.
Yes. Yes.
You know, you're the Fortune 500 CEO, and then she needs a position.
Yes.
You got to give her some duties to do. You got to put her to work. You got to make sure that, you know, she's being evaluated every single week. You know, she has to know what her performance level is. See, you guys are is thinking dating is her accepting you. No. To us, there's no such thing as her accepted me. It's her understanding who she's dealing with.
Yes,
the guy.
Yes, my name. She's going after my name.
Yeah.
She's going after my ring. She's going after my sperm. So why the fuck is she not going to Gander Mountain, getting her fucking mountain boots and climbing that goddamn mountain to prove her value and worth to me? And guess what, guys? She doesn't have to. She will be dismissed for all the other women that will. Remember, the one that won't, you let her go, because there are a million who will. So fuck that shit. Let's get to
the there's only certain women that know this, but I like 4 cubes of ice inside of my glass. And the reason is because I like a certain amount of liquid in my cup. So if it's a cup, then you got to cut that in half. If it's my mug, then he needs 4. And don't come with 5 or 6. Don't get lazy and just push the machine on my refrigerator and just let this ice flow, and I get 6 sips, and all of a sudden it's gone. See, I'm telling you this story for you guys to understand how technical this is. She needs to understand you. And you men are worried about a date? What type of foolishness is this? Your priorities is fucked up.
Hey,
look, let me tell you. I don't like my food touching at barbecues. So did she pack the plate that I need at the barbecue? Because most they just have the round plate. No, I need the 4 square plates. Because I don't know if I really like your mac and cheese. And if I don't like your mac and cheese, why did touching my steak or my barbecue? So she needs to know this. And then I don't like flies. I know you guys don't like flies either. So I need for you to bring my plate cover in your bag. It's called the me bag. It's called the me bag. I'm going to take care of him, but it's really for me. In that bag, she has special things in order to make my life better that day. And see, that's when I look at her and say, you know what? Well, God damn it. You are fucking special. Now you're being in a special category here, because you're working and doing what's needed in order to make my day great. You know what?
Yo, this is a real. Hey, Fip, I even got my guy.
That's real life shit. My nigga. That's not no.
Yeah. Hey, Fip, I even got my guys. I told them to go get this so they could go and make some diamond, some diamond ice. So
nigga, I need this.
I told you. Yes. Yes. This is what the man wants. Some diamond ice cubes.
Oh, so my nigga. I need that, bro. Why was I slipping? This is what the fuck I'm talking about, man. Yeah, I got one man back in the day. I don't know where it's at now, but back in the day, it had money signs on it.
Yeah,
it was like it made money ice.
Yeah,
and I still needed 4 in my mug.
Yeah, so this
4
is good. Yeah,
that shit.
Drop some. Yeah, So, guys, I'm showing this, but this is what game is about. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. We're here to answer your questions. Let's get to the next question, man. But, hey, when Fifth was saying it was real, I know I was laughing, but that shit, dog, when
that shit's
so
real.
When the shit's so real and so funny how he's saying it, it's real, guys. I swear to you.
Listen,
that's how you train her. You train, and listen, guys, all you got to do is simply this. If she doesn't know, tell her you're going to go on a trip. And she's going to be excited, and you take her to Walmart or whatever, and you get a golf cart, I mean a basket, and you walk around and create your me bag, okay? You find all the things that you need for your me bag and let her have that and have that on hand, because if you don't have it on hand, you will be replaced. Here's another
one. It's just like, real quick, if you look at a diaper bag, right? In the diaper bag, what does it consist of? Everything that child needs,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Now, I'm not a child, but there's shit that I need for you to do.
Yes.
So this is a bag that you create to make my living experience when I get to this barbecue better. Yes. You know, I like a fold out chair too with juice on both sides. So I like juice here and the different type of juice on my other one. On my other side right there.
They don't believe you're allowed to have that. Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. They don't understand my thought process, but this is real life stuff. And hey, if you want to be at the top of the food chain with me, in this certain way you need to act. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
Another question for you, Cliff.
It says, how do I get over the fact that I have no game and I have to improve my game in charisma? See, You have to understand game is all a part of charisma. You can't separate the two, right? This all encompasses in one. But what I will tell you is that this is why you need a coach. You have to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell you things right now, but let me tell you the philosophy, right? If you understand that you are a football player and you've never played football in a game before, you have to do what before you get in the game? You have to practice. You have to have somebody teach you the rules and regulations. You got to show up every day in order to get better. And there's so many different things. You got to work out. You got to get the right cleats. You got to get the right mindset. You got to watch film. There's so many different things you got to do in order to actually play into one game.
Yes.
So understand, if you want to get in this game, you got to get somebody coach you on how to play in the game. You've been on the sideline your entire life. I've been running past, and you've been watching me like this. Just run by. We just run by you. And you're watching. You're cheering us on. You see us while we're out. You're like, man, he's fresh. God damn it. Why is all the women always on men like him? I'm the guy in the fucking game that you cheer. Y'all see Steph Curry shooting him threes? Y'all, that's how it is in real life. When y'all see us out,
yeah,
you cheer us on. Get in the game.
Right.
Look, Steve is in the game. So guess what? This guy has his own starting five team of whatever type of what he wants, when he wants, how he wants it.
Yes.
And if you're not, you're gonna get on the bench and you're gonna be replaced.
Absolutely.
And that's all bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, I want to call in. I'll put the number up. I'm sorry, guys. But also, guys, remember, it's not.
And don't be afraid to call in, because I know what it is, man. You got two. You got the dynamic duo right here. The dynamic duo, and a lot of you bitch ass men don't call because you already know what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
You cannot slip with the OGs, man. I'm gonna hit you in your chest when you do something stupid. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. I'm just saying for you guys, it's this simple. If you want to go to law school, be a lawyer, you go to law school. I mean, if you want to be a doctor, you go to medical school. So if you want to learn game, big dog, you got to find a mentor to be under, because your mindset or your reality is not at the point where you need to be at to get those things you're asking for. So what I would say is, don't ask about it, be about it, okay? Let's get to the next question right here. Next question here is from G. Grant.
It says, advice you give a 24-year-old starting a new career in a big city, it doesn't matter where you're at, trying to deal with everything, and I know I'm not the man that I want to be yet. So, I mean, you don't have the game, right? Just say it. fucking hate that. It's a midget. You need help. You know. But the advice I would give a 24-year-old. So you're 24. You're starting a new career in a big city. Big city don't matter. So it don't matter if you was going to the moon, right? You still got to start yourself off with a foundation. You don't have a foundation in life. And if you don't have a foundation in life, you will go to that job, and the managers, the supervisors, they will dog walk you because you have no mental skill in order. It doesn't matter how much you've learned in college. They don't teach you the game. When you're in the workforce, you need game. When you're in life and you're raising kids, you need game. When you're around your parents and they're doing, you need game. When you go to the grocery store, you need game. Life is game. You need that. And if you don't have it, you're going to suffer. So you're starting your career off as a bitch. And in order for you to be successful, you have to understand, you need to learn the game. I'm telling you right now, because you will be finessed. If you want to continue to be somebody's doormat, and I'm looking straight at the camera right now, if you want to be the doormat of someone, you continue to walk in the path that you've been walking on. You have no game. You need help. You need to come get it.
All right, let me show you here. I just drew something off a plate and shit. Let me show y'all something. So with the first thing I would do is I would get a map of your city, okay? And I would break it down into four parts, okay? Now, there are three sections. There's a city. There's outside the city. Then you live in this little area right here. Then there's Elysium where all the rich and powerful motherfuckers go. What I would do is I would square it off. I'd go square 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I would break it down into sections. So that means first I'll learn the area, and I would learn where the women that have are caked up, the caked up women, because those are the ones that's going to be buying you shit. But what I would do here with this thing is, if I'm going to go to Walmart, if you got to go to Walmart, you want to get some kibbles or you want to go shopping, don't go shopping in your neighborhood. Go shopping in the other neighborhoods. Move out and spread your motherfucking comfort zone out, because there are always going to be a Walmart, a McDonald's, a grocery store, and all these things. But when you get outside of the outside of your area, where there's the really, really rich people, we're talking six-figure, seven-figure salaries, they have like Whole Food stores, organic-y type shit. Mm-hmm. So those are the places you want to go at, because if you want those women that are caked up, all the ones that got that money and stuff, they're always hitting those Whole Foods, Sprouts.
Sprouts go work.
Right.
I go get them Italians. Yeah, see, I'm a Sprouts guy. I like to go get fresh. I would even go to the farmer's market. That guy. I'm the guy out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the J's on. I'm out there fresh, smelling good, looking good, and I'm out there. I'm telling you, that's why I said, man, drop me off anywhere. I could be in rice paddies with the big old hat on, barefooted in a rice paddy in Vietnam. I'll be in fucking Vietnam. I'm telling you right now. And I'm having somebody fluff me some rice later with some gravy. And she going to find out how to make chicken within hours. Fresh. That she doesn't chop the head off to. I'm telling you, man. Y'all got to understand, it don't matter where you go and how to get there. Big city, small city, farm. That's why I see it be being like, I tell some of my clients, hey, man, why aren't you on the farmer's dating site? That bitch got some land.
Yeah.
that bitch got some land. If you don't get your motherfucking ass, she got overalls with ass under that. If you don't get your ass out here and come and put your bit in with that bitch, I don't see what the problem is. I don't understand. She got a plaid shirt. That bitch is busting out of that shirt. What the fuck is the problem? Y'all fucking men are looking for these certain type of fucking women. Get in the game. I don't give a fuck where I would be. I'm telling you right now, me and that woman, boy, we'd be out here growing melons. We be out there growing melons, bitch.
Oh, look, man. Man, you be growing watermelons in a rice paddy and shit.
that fucking, hey, she be out there cutting. I'm telling you right now, dog. She had four cubes out there bringing it to me out there in the fucking middle of the fucking rice paddy, my nigga.
Getting your yams. Getting your yams.
I'm telling you. She's like, oh, my God, I never thought God would come see me. I never thought God would make a visit. I've been praying for this day.
Oh, man, been praying for this day. Yeah. Come here, chicken. Now, listen, guys. Guys, remember, guys, out here, the last guy that said that, remember, you got to find your legs, spread your ass cheeks. You got to find your spot. You got to find your spot. It's the corner of her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. Man. You got to find the spot of her, your dick on her forehead and your balls in her mouth, that corner. You got to find your places, dog. So that's what you do if you're a new guy out here. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all have the number. Let's get to the next question. You're here with my dog, 1950. It's 1950 show, man. Let me see here. What's the next
question? It's hella funny, man.
Yeah, dog, man. Dog, they had the watermelons and shit, dog. Yeah, me crying and the chicken. Hey, this ain't fried, right? Get your ass back in there.
Yeah, man, for real. It ain't brown enough. That's what it is. It's supposed to have a coat to it. You got no jacket on, bitch. Get a jacket on this motherfucking chicken.
It did not say put the chicken. Don't get the chicken touch the rice.
And then, you know what? When she do it right, you spank that ass and say, you know what? Later on, I'm going to reward you.
With some dick.
I'm going to reward you later. So just be ready.
Oh,
it says, my current woman left her ex because he was aggressive and beat her. As long as she respects me and is submissive, I can be soft as I like. Can I? Okay, is this a guy? First of all, there's never a reason for you to ever lay your hands on a woman unless it's in self-defense, right?
Never.
And the only reason and even then, you got to question the seriousness of the injury, because there's a lose-lose situation for you sometimes. But what I would tell you is that reading this right here seems like a bunch of fear, right? And then it says, my current woman left her ex.
Because he was,
so I don't know. This is the. Well, I don't know, aggressive behavior. So pretty much, he used to put the hands on your woman, right? See, let me y'all in on something. See, when you're cold at vetting women, you know what you need, right? So let me just tell you, I would never date a woman that had abuse in her last relationship. I don't give a damn if it was 10 years ago, because I'm not here for your fears.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be in a situation where I need to, that you're going to ever think that I'm going to be the aggressor or I'm going to be the physical abuse guy. You know, you're afraid of the way I communicate or do some things. I'm not that guy. So that eliminates this person, like, right away for me. But what is the true question? Can I be soft as I like? Can I? What the fuck is that? I don't understand that.
Listen.
What do you see that at? I don't understand.
I see a lot of problems because why do you? What is what happened with her ex? Any of your fucking business anyway? What happened to her ex? That's none of my fucking business. Okay. So again, you're dipping in somebody else's pockets, worried about their situation. I am not her last relationship. She is me. You see, that's where you're getting it wrong. You're too worried about what she's got going on. But before let's get into some of this. Let me grab these two right here that need to be addressed, because this is why we have the show. This is exactly why we have this show, number one. And I got another one. This is why. Because, see, the thing about Jay, and I can tell Jay's story. Now, before I tell Jay's story, what shoes does Jay wear, Biff? What kind of shoes does he wear?
He wears gray FUBU boots.
No.
For us, by us boots. That's what he got on, some FUBU boots. I can tell question he's asking.
Yeah, yeah. He's talking about, listen to him. What is the fine? See, listen to how he's talking. He says, get you a fine wifey. What is fine? The man defines fine, but yet he's saying that the woman is fine. So this is where guys like this go wrong, okay? Because then he's saying get a fine wife wifey, but then he's saying women are trash. But wait, here's the question. Are women trash, or are they trash because they don't want to fuck you in your FUBU boots? 50, you got that.
I don't know. See, another thing, there's a vaginal word being used, and it's called wifey, right? Like, she's the wife. Women say, I'm wifey, right? They use that word. So when you use that word for them, that means you're influenced by them, right? Like, when I hear men use vaginal words, you're influenced by them. But also, too, it says, get you. We don't get anything. Like, you got to understand, like, they want us. Yeah. Like, it's not my job. Like I present her with an opportunity, and this woman either understands and she's a part of the program. There's no get to. I never understood. There's a lot of things wrong with that whole situation. But, you know, like, I can already tell the way he phrased that question was kind of vaginal.
All right, we got
so.
You. We got a call real quick. Let me bring a call in. Caller, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you speak up, please?
Hello, yeah. Yeah, I've got a question for you two I would like to ask. I was just talking to a girl that I met online, and she brought her back to my place. We agreed to hook up, and she, you know, we were sitting down, and she put her feet in my face. And I kind of, I was like, what the hell are you doing that for? And I told her to get out, like, and she wouldn't get out. Like, she was taking long to get out. And then her feet did stink and shit like that. I'm just wondering,
did I do something
wrong?
Loser, dweller. Wait a second. You get what you pay for, motherfucker, because your desperate, creepy ass brought a bitch over your house you knew nothing about. So why are you complaining? You brought her back to your place. You didn't vet the bitch or anything because you were desperate. So when you vetted her, she came over there. Everything she did, she was supposed to do. So why the fuck you mad?
How long did you know?
How was I being desperate?
You just met her.
You just met this woman, and she's already at the house? What did she do to deserve to be at the house?
Actually, you got a really cool one going.
What did she do to deserve to be at the house?
What did she do to deserve to go over your house right off the bat, sir?
She complied with me.
Complied how?
So what can I bring to her?
Complied how?
Because I told her what I want, and then she agreed to come back
to
my place.
What is it that you wanted? What did you want?
I just wanted to fuck. I just wanted to fuck. That was
but then she fucking, did she comply, motherfucker?
Well, yeah, she came back to my place
then
and we were going to do it.
You then what is your questioning, dweller? If she complied to what you wanted, then why are you bitching?
I don't understand what you're calling in for. If she did everything you asked, she got there and she put her foot in your face. And you got mad at that because she wouldn't leave fast enough. Is that a comment or what's the question?
What is the question? Because that's what you get when you are a desperate motherfucker fucking with bottom of the barrel bitch.
She put her feet in my face and she thought maybe I liked that, but I didn't. I got angry.
So
I told her to get the hell out.
Wait. You know why she didn't want to leave? Because she knew your bitch ass wouldn't do nothing about it when you told her to leave. She knew you were a bitch from the jump.
All the way.
And
what's even amazing? Women that have respect, they may have fetishes. They're gonna communicate that prior to, man. They're not gonna just be putting feet in the face. She didn't have no respect for you, bro.
She didn't have any respect.
And what was the conversation like with her? Did y'all talk about fucking? Did y'all both talk about fucking? Both of y'all.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. So if you're talking about fucking, What was the problem? She was expecting for you to be fucked. And if she's putting her foot in her face, that means she obviously felt like you wasn't being aggressive enough in the situation.
She knew you couldn't fuck.
She had to take charge.
Yeah, you couldn't fuck.
She had to take charge.
Yeah, because you couldn't fuck. She felt that she could do whatever the fuck she wanted in your house. And because she saw a bitch in you, you weren't going to do shit about it. So what is your question?
Wait. What the hell? You're married to a woman and you've got a kid and you're calling me a bitch.
Hey, Blotty Governor, let me say something to you, Blot. You calling our Blotty channel, so what the fuck you calling us for when you're the one that's complaining about a fucking woman now, Governor? Well, you bloody man.
With just because your bitch feet smell like Funyuns, don't call in the show over here because she got corn nut feet.
And she wouldn't leave your house, bitch. You the bitch. So why are you calling us? Why couldn't you handle that shit, motherfucker?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Bitch,
get the fuck off the fucking show. Chill your ass off. This is what we're talking about. So you try to help them out, they get all in their fucking feelings. Let's get to this next motherfucker.
Funyun feet.
Funyun. Well, it's more fish and chips, baby. But
yeah. There's nothing wrong with showing your soft. The how soft you are.
Oh my god.
I don't understand that. What do you mean? Like, what is soft about a man? And that's what I'm saying. Like Joseph. Like, with the pink J for your avatar. You had to pick that color. It's only one pink I like. I don't like no other pink. Well, no, I would say salmon. I like salmon. Well, other than that, there's only one pink that I like. So I'm just gonna let y'all know, man. Y'all be wearing these little pink shirts and all that. Nah, that ain't it. But at the end of the day, you're showing how soft you are with that little pink J you got going on, man. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna keep it 100, man. I'll be reading this stuff, and it's almost and then what is this virgin woman? There's no point of marrying. I don't know, a virgin woman. Like I want to, like, bro, y'all just your whole conversations as men need to be more mature.
This is what I understand. Wait,
disgusting.
Wait. He's saying there's no point in marrying a non-virgin woman. I don't. Okay, this is not a red pill station. I think you're in the wrong place, Joseph, because for some reason you're not even getting pussy and you're not fucking. And the fact that you're saying that you're soft shows why you're not fucking. And here's the thing. Even if she's a virgin, why would she fuck a guy like you? You can't even fuck or bring anything to the table. Joseph, this is not the right place for you. Let's get to the next one. All right, this guy asked, do you show aggressiveness on the – what? Why? Why? Okay, call her. This is before I throw it to Fifth. I need to ask the Fifth. Why do they think – that just being a man is aggressive? Why do you have to? A man doesn't show he's a man. Mm-hmm. He just is a man. But I'm sorry, Fifth. You got it, man.
Well, a lot of times I'm telling you, you know, they look at us and they don't understand why we move the way we move, because it's, to them it's unacceptable because they live through the lens of others. They're people pleasing. And if you're people pleasing, you'll never be yourself. Like I have a shirt. And let me just tell you something. I give two fucks, right? I said I'm the top of the food chain, at the top of the food chain. So people ask me, what food chain are you talking about? If you don't know the food chain, then you're in my way. And this is what I say to them all the time. I just move on by my day. I don't even answer questions sometimes. But you guys got to understand, like, I'm in my own mold. I live the way I live. Yes. I move the way I move. Why are you looking for validation through other people saying if it's aggressive or not? Who I am is who I am. I'm a silverback. This is how I move. This is how I continue to move. Like, I damn near stomp when I walk. I mean, everything I do is this way, but it's successful for me. And this is what I'm saying. I'm on a whole other end of the spectrum most of the time. Most of the time when people see me and are there around me, I remind them of that bully in high school that used to take your lunch. So that's why when you view me, you think that there's something wrong. No, there's something wrong with you because you're uncertain of who you are. You have no foundations. You don't have anything to stand on. You're not living by nothing.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Show aggressive. What do you mean show aggressiveness? That you're, again, you're not – the reason why you're not a man is because you think we're like grab – come here, bitch. Bring your ass over here. Something like – I don't know what you – I don't even know what the fuck you mean by aggressiveness. So you might have to define what you're talking about because you lost me on that shit. Here's another one right here, Fifth.
So I told her to, it says, I told her to jump. I'm talking, seeing to other women. So let's break this down right here.
I told her from jump that he's talking to
see. Yes, I told her from jump that I'm talking to seeing other women. I mean, that's fine. So we'll start by that. Hopefully that's the case because a lot of times you guys are just making shit up. It says, now a year later, as I was thinking to make her my girl. See, and this is to make her my girl, she says I should get rid of all of them. Should I change her instead? Should I charge her instead? Man, look, let me say this, man. Like, if you're not invested in vetting a woman, because again, when you're just saying from the jump, you're talking to other women, that's fine. Let's keep that a buck. That's fine. But then there comes a point in time where there's a vetting process that needs to happen. And if you're not doing that, and then a year later, all of a sudden you want to make her your girl, what does she do to deserve to be your girl? Like, for me, from what I'm hearing here, a whole entire year of what? What does she do for you within a year in order for you to even consider that thought to come across your mind?
See, and that's the thing that I don't understand. I don't think you have women, big guy, because this doesn't even make any sense. When does a woman tell you what the fuck to do? When does a woman tell a king how to be king? And the fact that you are allowing her to tell you what you should do shows how she sees you. She's telling you what the fuck to do. And I know this is going to sound crazy for some of you guys. Women are honored to be on the fucking roster with a real man because the privileges and benefits that they get are greater than the average guy can get that single. So the fact that she's saying get rid of them, then the problem is you. You might need to be getting rid of yourself because there's no way. I don't understand. And the fact that you're even asking if you should charge her shows the lack of manhood that you have for yourself, because before you even walk out your fucking door, this question should already be answered before you meet a woman, before you get out of bed, or like 50 says, before he opens his left eye first. Left eye first. Mm-hmm. He already has the answer to this.
And it's the closest to the door and shit. But anyway, hey, what I want to say, man, again, all right, I think you're looking too far into this thing, right? You're looking too far into it, but I think you need to invest some more time in investing in figuring out how she even deserves to be your girlfriend.
Right.
I think you're missing the point there. It says, what up, 50 and Steve? I feel a lot of inner resistance. See, I feel a lot of inner resistance to go and talk to a woman when lots of people are around. For example, busy street, bus, train. How can I overcome this mental block? I'll let you take that first.
Well, here's what I would say, Chris. Can't you count to five in front of a bunch of people? Don't you order your food when you stand in line in front of a bunch of people? When you're buying clothes or shoes and all that other stuff, aren't you around people when you ask for the where this shirt is or where are these shoes at? Aren't you around a bunch of people? So then it tells me that you're putting women above yourself and you have made woman God because you are not only afraid of women, but you're afraid of judgment from those that watch you get around a woman. So you're not even ready to do that, man, because as a man, I don't give a fuck if it's 5, 10, 15, or 1,000 motherfuckers. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I don't give a fuck. Hey, listen, call it. They can laugh at me. They can point their finger. It doesn't matter. That shit ain't none of my motherfucking business. As long as I do what the fuck I want to do, I don't give a fuck.
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, man. I think you're searching. You're too invested in other people's validation. I think you're caring what other people feel prior to you even going over there and putting your bid in, right? You know, it's amazing that so many people can be tormented and afraid of who they are as a man. You think that's not good enough. You think that doesn't go well to other people. You already assuming that these people don't like you. You know, and that, I think that's where the mental block comes from, is fear. It's the bitch inside of you. So like I said, my suggestion would be, again, is to get a coach that can help you. Yeah. Totally help you, man. Bring the best out of you.
Yeah. Shout out to Tori. Thank you for the super sticker. Guys, I want to call in. Lines are open. We are answering your questions. We're going to hit them all. We're going to get it all to them. So just put a queue in there. Put your question there. We got you. Or call in. We take calls over questions. So Matt has a question. So when talking to a woman, how do you keep the convo going without running out of things to say in the date? Matthew, Matt, listen, Matt. I will be 50. Now, hey, I know he don't want to say it, but happy belated birthday to some motherfucker other than me that's on the panel. Yeah. I won't say who. I won't say who because the motherfucker don't talk about that shit. But anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm talking about my little cake-ass birthday. I'm going to be 51 in August, okay? So that means I've got 51 motherfucking years of information on me that I can fucking discuss. Now, I can't discuss. I could probably say, let me just say like 49 years because I retained a little bit of information maybe when I was 6, 7, or 8. So maybe I got about 6 or 7 years of information at 7 years old from that point to where I am right now of who I am, why she should suck my dick, why she should cook for me, why she should fold clothes for me, why she should do dishes for me, why she's going to be on my roster, why she's going to be on my motherfucking time. So there's nothing I can't talk about because I am I am nothing but a story. Not just like motherfucking 1950. We are our stories of who the fuck we are. So how the fuck can I not express who I am without asking her boring-ass questions? Fifth, you got it.
I think you're like, again, I think you're invested with pleasing her. I think if you're just talking about yourself, you would think that would be boring for her, right? Like, you know, to keep the conversation going, I can sit and talk about myself for hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not enough time in this day that I can run out of talking about who I am
about
and how
me.
Great I am.
About me, about how great I am, right?
I'm a motherfucker. So you know what I'll tell her? Sit back and enjoy this because I'm going to talk about me. And yeah. I'm gonna and not just that, you're gonna enjoy how much I love me. Yeah. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do later, bitch. I like 4 ice cubes in my drink. I'm gonna sit back and I'm gonna enjoy life tomorrow. Yesterday, you know what I did yesterday? I did sit ups in the morning, and you know what I did after that? I took a shower and I looked in that mirror. I said, "Man, God, you slapped me with all this greatness. Just slapped the shit out of me with this greatness.
Man.
I'm the best motherfucker
Jesus
walking."
Christ.
And let me tell you this.
Yes.
God, thank you.
Ooh.
Thank you,
man,
for allowing me to hit the bottom of these women that know who the fuck the silverback is. Let me say this also. Like, I think you men need to really, like, if you guys are talking about falling in love, You guys need to be so loving of who you are that nobody can measure up to that. And if you ever come across a woman and sitting there rolling her eyes because you talking about you, this is when you know that bitch needs to go. She should be enjoying your legacy. She should be sitting there, my God, this guy, you know, all you do is talk about you. Well, bitch, what do you have to say?
Yeah,
well, you know what? Let me hear what you got to say. You know what I mean? That's when she wants to be involved, bitch. Join the conversation then, right? Tell me how you would like to make sure you bring my glass to me chilled. Yeah, you know, I like my mug to be put in the freezer for three to 4 minutes, so it can be chilled when it comes to me.
That's real shit.
That's what I'm talking about. See, this is what I'm saying. This is how you let women understand who you are. Like, what do you mean you don't get to know each other? What the fuck is, what is that? She needs to know me.
She needs to get to know me. Cause I'm
and I'm on Amazon looking for them diamond fucking
I got you. I got them diamond ice cream and shit.
I'm telling you right now, my nigga. I'm telling you right now, man. I got the little shot glasses,
yeah,
right for the whiskey and the cigar to go in the one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're going to be floating. The fucking diamonds is going to be floating in that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, guys. Y'all got questions. Let's get to the next. Let's get to the questions here. Guys, you got a question, put a Q in there. We got you covered. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. If y'all want to call in, let's get to the next question. Let's go to this one right here. Here we go. Is cutting off communication about a day or two a good way to punish a woman for acting up?
Well, I'm going to tell you, man. I think cutting the communication off is cutting the communication off. I'm done at that point. So I'm a teacher. So I'm a coach. I'm a coach by nature.
Coach,
and I'm a teacher.
Up,
like, so
up, right?
Like, I'm a coach her up in order for her to act right. If I have to put you on timeout, you're not worthy to be around me.
Right.
Right? That means I've warned you too many times. I've coached you on what to do and how to do it. I don't believe in the day, the 2 days off. What I do, family is different though. Let me explain that part with family. Now what I do with family is because I believe they get a lot more passes when it comes to certain things, right? Because they're going to move the way you move when you were a young person. That's all they can remember, because as an older person, they can't really relate to who you are unless you're around them a lot. So what I do is I coach family up as much as I can, and I try to give them multiple opportunities before I cut them off, because I'm a cold cutoff. I get to the barbecue and walk right past you. You saying hi and everything. Like, I'm walking right past you. Mm-hmm. Like, this is how cold I am. The cutoff is not just communication. It's everything about me. So what you got, Steve?
No, you're absolutely right. Why sit around and waste time trying to explain yourself to somebody? Now, again, there is correction. I will correct her and stuff like that. And how I would correct her is by letting her know this won't be tolerated. And if you got a problem with it, you can go. That's it. It's my way. There's only one way, my way. And I'm not being a dick about it. I'm being real about it. But the problem is that you're trying to punish. You're not punishing or changing or modifying the behavior by putting her in timeout without instruction. There has to be instruction of why you're getting in timeout, even if you put her in timeout. But like 50 said, if you got to keep putting a woman in timeout, then you with the wrong motherfucking woman. You had to charge that shit a game. Charge her.
So I wanted to say this again. I've been saying this all show long, and I want y'all to understand the power of communication. I've talked about four ice cubes several times in this show. And do you see how, if I say, everybody, I want you to put the number of ice cubes that fifth one in his drink. And I promise you this, most of you guys are going to know. So this is why I try to tell you all to communicate to the woman that you're vetting the most, and let her know how to treat you. The game is in the coaching also. You have to know that, hey, man, they're not going to come ready-made.
Right.
They're not fucking ready-made. Women are not ready-made. They're not going to come to you perfect. And it is your job to teach them. And this is where your leadership come in, because you're continuously going to be a teacher. You're going to continuously be the leader. But without great communication, you're going to be nothing but an afterthought. And also, that's when the disrespect comes in, because they become frustrated with your leadership. They don't have no respect for you. Mm-hmm. So this, like I said, you guys got to speak what you want. No matter what that looks like, you need to speak it into existence.
Right. Guys, I just want to let y'all guys know, just in, there is a, I guess CNN has just, wait, let me find it. I think CNN has just broadcasted it and it's live. And I just want to, we want to be the first one to tell you guys on air what it was just posted on CNN. I'm just trying to pull it up for you guys, that CNN just took a moment to fly over the rice paddy field where 1950 was left off, and there is coverage of what's going on. I mean, K550, but we know he's good there.
And I have that, same hat on, right? And I'm gonna have eyes on the front and the back. So, bitch, I'm watching what you're doing. All right. No matter where you're at, it's gonna look like I'm watching what you're doing. I'm gonna be in the paddy field.
Right.
You need to catch that chicken. You need to strip that chicken, right? And you need to make sure that chicken doesn't suffer, because I don't like animals suffering, especially ones. I don't want stressed out pieces of wings. I don't want my wings to be stressed. So you need to be nice to that chicken, and then you need to make sure you butcher it nice, so that way when it gets to me, I won't have stressed out chicken. This is what I'm saying. That's some funny shit, though, man, with the watermelons out there, like in the paddy. The paddy field, man.
The paddy field. All right, here we go.
That's just kind of funny, man. As long as she respects you, it doesn't matter how soft, aggressive you are, does it? You can be soft as fuck.
I don't understand why. This is the same guy. I think he's trolling. We're going to let him go. Let's get to the next one. Yeah, he's trolling. Let's get to the next one. Okay. I usually have a mean face when I have it. Women avoid me. I usually have a mean face when I have it. What does that mean?
I don't know. And who told you you're mean? And do you believe that as being fact?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, if my normal resting face looks that way, that's who I am. Bitch, love me. Hey, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Oh man, you look mean. And you took that. You probably took that to heart.
Yeah.
Man, take Big Pipe down too. And that's the gayest. Man, if you don't stop with that, that is.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, and listen, it's not a mean. I don't know why y'all automatically put in a woman's mind of what you think she thinks of you. The reason why she's not talking to you is that you're just not talking to women. And you're assuming because you're a mean mugging or a mean look on your face that women don't want to talk to you, okay? Doesn't make any sense right there, okay? Let me see here. MF is asking, so when you go on a date, I should have a convo about myself. So when you go on a date, I should have a convo about myself. But that's how we talk. Okay. Only way we get to know each other is me talking to you about me. And then you can ping off of what I say by talking about you. But I am not going to ask you what you do for a living, what you're looking for, what college you went to, and what are your aspirations and all that shit that these average motherfuckers. Again, I teach to talk to Fifth, not talk at. I talk to the woman. So we're going to have dialogue. We're going to laugh. We're going to have a good time. But in that conversation, I'm going to look at her. I'm going to look in her eyes. I'm going to touch her hand. I'm going to whisper some shit in her ear. I'm going to put flavor in her motherfucking eyes and ears. Fifth, we got you. What say you, brother?
Yeah, and I think you, man, you're so focused on pleasing this woman in that moment. Like, if you lose focus of yourself, I'm definitely going to talk about me. I'm going to talk about how great I am. You're damn right. But there's a certain finesse to it, too. You know, there's a certain... And y'all hear finesse like means trickery or, you know, trying to... No. What I mean by her is these eargasms is making her feel good. You know, you sit there in front of a woman, and I can make her feel good without complimenting her. I don't need to say any one compliment, and I can still make her feel good.
Right.
And you guys don't understand that because you guys don't understand yourself.
Right.
You guys don't understand women either. When you understand yourself, you'll understand what this woman in front of you is. You will know what she is.
Right. And here's the thing, Bones. I don't understand why you even asking this question. That's what you do. That's not who you are. And listen, if you believe in God, and you can. I know what I'm saying. That doesn't make you soft. If that's what you – listen, your religion doesn't make you soft. Your political affiliation doesn't make you soft, okay? Those are things that you don't have to ever explain those things to anybody. That's no one's business unless you want to share that information. But I don't understand why you think it's soft to believe in what you believe in. And if you believe in it, stand on that shit. It don't make you soft. Fuck what people think. If you believe in what you believe in that shit, but stop worrying. The problem is here, Fifth, is that you worry about what other people think about what you believe in. Thus, it's telling me that you are not having no really foundational or structure type beliefs in yourself. Fifth, what do you have for that one, brother?
Well, I don't think he understands what he's saying here. So, you know, when you're a God-fearing man, basically what you're saying is you are fearing the fact that you're not praising him the way that he should be praised, right? So that's what it means by a God-fearing man. And it says man, and he never uses male, right? So, again, you guys need to understand, like, your beliefs and your foundation are your beliefs and your foundation, no matter what. No matter who's in front of you, you believe in those things.
Yeah.
You know, Steve says it all the time, standing on your square of understanding that that's your faith, if that's your belief, then I'm going to stand on that. And I don't care who comes around and don't believe in it.
Exactly.
Yeah, if I had a religion called Silverback, that's the religion of Silverback, then that's what I believed in.
Yes.
Motherfucker, this is what I'm going to preach to the end of time. And we're going to live in the Bible of Silverback. That's what we're going to do. But at the end of the day, I want y'all to understand, like, this is something that's very important. Faith is very important. Understanding that things, you know, there are things that's bigger than you. And you need to understand that that is a part of something that you believe in. You carry that torch. I'll be in them. And use that one when that sentence is up.
Right. That's what we're trying to get all for you guys out here to see and understand game. This is the importance of game here, because at the end of the day, what we want to do for you guys out here is to have more understanding, okay? Now, Pipe, I got you. Pipe, let me say this first off. I am very, very sorry that you are blinded by the fucking foolishness that YouTubers tell you to do. It sounds like you're a sheep. But hopefully, let me see if I can wake your eye. Let me see if I can open your eyes up. Hold on, let me see here. Let me show y'all something. Let me show you who your God is, okay? Because you are told and thinking because this semen retention bullshit that just came up only a few years ago. Let me show you who your God is, okay? Because I want you to talk to him while I pull up his God. And hopefully after you see your God of who created the shit you're following, maybe you'll think twice about even doing the stupid shit you're saying right here. But Fifth, what do you got to say? I'm going to pull it up. What do you say?
Yeah, that's not even a natural thing.
That's crazy.
You know, it's like, it's crazy. Like if you guys can take on philosophy, like Steve said, has been created recently. You know, it's like from the talking points and everything. I always try to teach men, create who you are and be the best you. You know, and I think that's why they don't like these type of channels.
Yeah.
Because all we're doing is really showing you how to be the best you. We don't need to imitate anything. We don't need to have all these things in order to get women. We don't need to do these things in order to get women. There's everybody's walking around with a Rubik's Cube thinking they can solve the problem of women. The problem is that you treat them and you view them too special. They have to earn that. They have to be a part of earning that lifestyle.
Yes.
I mean, straight up with what it is, man. And all this whole, I didn't even know, to be honest, I didn't know until I came about a year ago what this, all this semen stuff was, dude. Like, I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, let me show him his God, and hopefully he can open his eyes to see the winner that created what it is. Let me see if I can save the image again. Let me save the image and let me show you, young man. Let me pull it up. Now, please understand and allow me to just give you a quick example. Let me see. Can I pull it? I'm trying to find it. Goddamn. Where the fuck is the image? Let me see. Grab all files. Hold on. Let me grab another file of this motherfucker because the first one didn't grab. All right. Let me grab. I'm going to show you, big guy, who your God is. Let me find this motherfucker. Give me a second. All right. So this is your God. Wait, it's a bad picture of him. God damn it. Let me see. Wait, matter of fact, watch this. Keep talking real quick, Fifth. Let me just grab that.
I'm seeing another comments in here about getting women wasted. I mean, come on, gentlemen. I'm just saying, I'm not going to pull that comment up. I'm not going to even let it. Look,
whoever said that, let me know because I'll kick him out as soon as I'm done.
Yeah, man.
Let me know. I'll kick him out.
Elijah, I really need you to correct that.
Yeah, Elijah,
because I'm telling you right now, man, when you're out here talking and putting the comments for these young men and older men to see, man, they can really be influenced by a lot of things, man. And when you're putting crap in there, like, make sure you get the women wasted, it's easier.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick him out.
That's terrible, man.
We're not a fullback. But let's get to this one thing. Let me get rid of Elijah. Where's Elijah at? Where's his number at? All right, Elijah, take care, man. You don't belong in here. Goodbye. Okay, so, and ladies, again, I just want to say this for this show does not endorse or believe in hurting, hitting, punching, manipulating, or trying to get a woman drunk for sex. I just want to make that sure that we don't follow those stupid ass tactics. But anyway. So getting back to this guy's question, let me show you your leader. So this is your God right here. This guy in 2011 went on a Reddit forum and grabbed a 2003 post from an Asian guy about semen retention, and he created semen retention. This is your God right here. This is your God. Okay, I hope you understand that, Pipe. This is your God. This is the one that everybody's talking about. Do your homework. And I'm not joking. This is your God. This is who you believe in, okay? This is the guy that created NoFap and all that stuff that everybody else is talking about. So if you don't believe me, do your homework and look him up. This is your God. So hopefully you will see the loser that couldn't get women that try to figure out a gimmick to use to stop him from just – listen, stop jerking off if you want. You're still going to be a loser that is jerk off. And listen, it doesn't matter what you do and what you don't do. You're still going to be a loser internally. And so I don't understand how y'all guys don't connect that. Let me check the phone lines. Here you go, 908. I'm sorry for the hold, sir. What's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you get up? Can you get off your speakerphone? Does it sound like you're either at the AC on or in a bad area? You screwed up.
Okay,
you're
okay. I got the AC on. Okay. All right. I just had a quick question. While during sex with my wife, she called out another man's name. Should I leave her on the spot or should I wait until I have something to take care of first before I leave her? We were in the middle of a contract to do something, to take care of something. Should I leave it right now or wait until later?
How old are you?
35.
Hang up the phone. Just hang up the phone. Just hang up on us. Hang up on us. Okay? Just hang up the phone. Good. Good job. Hang up the phone. Gentlemen, this is why y'all, this is why it's so easy.
I couldn't even understand. Why, like, I couldn't understand what.
This is why it's so
why
easy.
Is that a question?
Yeah, that from a 35-year-old kid that can't get no pussy. No, this is why getting pussy is so easy.
He's talking about because she called out another man's name. You got to be trolling.
Yeah. But again, guys.
Because I don't care. Let me just tell you something.
Yeah, you got it.
There's disrespect, and that's the difference between me and him. I don't tolerate it, and you do. You're still obviously in the relationship. It happened. You should have been calling in and say, I just wanted to make a statement real quick. Yeah, I done. Hey, she called another man. I don't deal with disrespect. I had to let her go.
Let me ask Thomas a question. Thomas, can you tell me what not jerking off is supposed to do for you? I'm not trying to be a dick here, but can you tell me what you do or don't do show that you're still not a man? So what, I mean, I don't understand. You're talking about, you said they've been practicing semen retention way before Billy. I'm asking you, how does that make you a man? Please tell me. Because if you put woman in any statement that you're about to say, you're the bitch. So tell me why you won't jerk. I don't understand. Why won't you get that nut off your back? I don't understand. I don't get it.
I don't understand. Like, this is my motherfucker.
Do you know motherfuckers that get a lot of pussy still jerk off, dog? Just because you get a lot of pussy, don't think you, man, I don't understand. Guys, listen. Even when you getting a lot of pussy, you still jerk off. You won't get that shit, man.
I don't understand. Like, you know, what if you wanted to squeeze one out before you went somewhere? So.
Yeah, or relax.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong with that? I don't understand. These men, these are wild.
Wait. So you saying it builds discipline that they can sit? What discipline do you have? The discipline of the discipline of not talking to a fucking woman. Are you serious, Kevin? Kevin, do you understand?
Call in, Kevin.
He ain't gonna do it, Kevin.
Call in, Kevin.
Kevin, please.
And the reason why I want you to call in, we just want to hear what you mean. Don't blindly put things in out here. Call in.
How can women sense a loser with discipline when she can sense the loser first? How can a woman? You know what a woman senses man, get the fuck out of here.
I didn't even know this was the thing, man. I'm telling you, it's obviously blowing up. We got these young men not able to be in control of their own bodies.
And having another man tell you what to do with your dick. Another man. Another man. Listen, guys, y'all hear what I'm saying? Another man telling you what to do with your dick. And you're following that man like he's God.
And he showed you the God.
Dog, okay, Thomas, that's, dog, come on. Wait. Thomas. I jerk off, you don't jerk off. I'm a man, and they can sense I'm a man. And I jerk off, you're a bitch. And they can sense that you don't jerk off. They can sense you're a bitch. You don't even understand this. So you think women have, what, a seventh sense? Where they like, oh, wait a second. Oh, he retains his semen. He's a tough guy. Oh,
He would change his semen and, oh, man, come on, man. Here you go. MF has got this thing. I'm Muslim and I can't do that. What does that mean? I'm weak and soft. Should I do what I want? Fifth, you got that.
What do you mean they can't do? Okay, so I don't understand. What does he mean? What are we referring to, what you can't do? And you don't do that because you're Muslim. So I'm very familiar because I study international religion. And I studied, you know, I know a lot about Islam. So I need you to reframe your question and ask the appropriate question.
Yes, and hold on, let me see this one. And Pipe, listen. Listen, with all respect to our boy Miles, if he says it, that's his show. This is I don't believe in it. Mm-hmm. I don't and again, I'll respect if he mm-hmm. believes in that, that's his thing. But don't bring one thing don't do. Don't bring somebody else's stuff over here, man. That's disrespectful to not mm-hmm. only us but to him. Start no shit. I mean, we're going to stand on our shit. We don't believe in it over here. If he does, he does. And if you believe in that, listen to him and follow him. But if you're following us, I'm telling you, I don't believe in it because I've never done that shit, and I got tons of fucking pussy, and I still jerk off. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, now I don't want to hear that shit somebody else tell you. Mm-hmm. Then go to the person that told you. Don't be here. It's a problem with y'all motherfuckers. On dates, running out of conversation gets awkward in everybody. Hold on, I'm going to go ahead and block you, dog, because we already answered your fucking question. I think you're trolling. So I go ahead and block you, dog, because I think you're fucking trolling. Let's get to the next one. Guys, y'all got to stop this shit, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Now, look, and Kevin, I'm going to block you because you're just joking, too. All right. Mal said you only do it if you want to, not because someone told you. Okay, I guess. Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate the clarification. But that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying over here. I can only speak for myself, and 50 can speak for himself. We're not here. We're only speaking for ourselves. So don't bring
John up Taylor.
Yeah, John. Thank you, John. John. Hold on, let me see if I can get a clap. Can I do a clap?
Hey, man, that's fucking real shit right there, man.
Oh, shit, I wish I could get a clap. John, there you go, John.
John, that's some fucking shit right there, man.
John, that's some G shit right there, baby. John, good shit. Hold up, John. John, if you on my motherfucking page, I'm going to give you a wrench for that shit. Hold the fuck up. John, if you want a man mindset saying that dope-ass shit, I'm going to give you a motherfucking wrench.
Fuck these bitches.
John, if you on my page, I'm going to give you a wrench, dog. I love that shit.
That shit is funny, man. That's for real, man. That's the shit. Yeah, let me see. He may be on my page.
Okay, if he's on your page, if you give him a wrench.
I'm going to give him a motherfucking wrench.
John, if you come on a man mindset and say hi, I'm going to give you a wrench on my end, John. We love that kind of shit, John. That's the motherfucking shit we're talking about. John, you're going to get a wrench from one of us or both of us if you want, John. Bring your ass up to the man mindset. Say what's up when we're doing the show. You got a wrench, brother. On me, brother.
Yeah, John. I just added John. He was on my channel.
Yes, John. Yeah,
I gave John a moderator. You're definitely a moderator, John. Hey, because he's like, fuck this. Yes. He said, y'all niggas, look at this shit.
He got another one in here.
John is on that. They love John. John, we love you here, man. John is that we in here for sure. John. There you go. John, there you go.
John got another one in here. So y'all motherfuckers in here tripping, man.
That's the kind of motherfuckers. Shout out to John, man. That's what we talking about, man. All right, here's the
next motherfucker
one.
Said, fuck them motherfuckers. Yeah. Y'all motherfuckers in here tripping. He don't give a fuck about the chat.
Fuck.
You bitch-ass niggas out here talking about you can't beat your nigga. Fuck these bitches. What I'm talking about, man.
There you go. All right, let's see here. All right. Let's see here. How do you stop seeking validation even from people that you get advice from, being that you value their opinion a little bit more? But wait a second, Joe. All information is not good information, sir. Give you a prime example. Someone telling you about semen retention or no FAP or telling you to go your own way. Or be on your purpose, or hypergamy and stuff like that. All you got it. Listen, it is up to the individual not to be gullible, naive, and disillusioned.
because only the gullible, the naive, and disillusioned will never question the motherfucking saying that by saying that, wait a second. Here's the million question. Do guys get pussy talk this way? And they'll be your answer. Guys, ask yourself a question. Guys who get pussy, do they talk this way? And there will be your simple answer. Because guys that are fucking do not talk this way, dog. They don't put – you're put. Listen, think about what you're doing. Let's go beyond the semen retention, okay? Think about what the lining core of the semen retention is about. King woman. All of this over a woman. Who holds the power? You're telling me a woman is that important to you motherfuckers where you got to stop jerking off because you think you can control them? Everything you, if anything you're doing is for a woman, you automatically lose. And all that shit that y'all are doing is over a fucking woman.
It's wild, man.
Listen to him. Look at these guys. These are the, hey, dog, y'all don't even call. Listen. If y'all are so adamant, let me just say something. If y'all are so adamant about what you feel, call into the show. That's what men do.
Yeah, Jacob Brown.
Come on, Jacob Brown or Thomas, call into the show.
Come on, Jacob Brown. Go and give us a call. We want to definitely talk,
right,
to, talk
Thomas,
to you about this.
I'm a man. Why the fuck would I be a bitch like you, dog? I'm not new. Get the fuck
Have
out.
Have you
of
ever
me.
Tried it? Man, so what he's saying is, hold on, knock it till you try it.
Thomas, stop. This is what I do. I'm going to go ahead and put you in timeout because I'm going to be nice. You got to shut your ass up. If you got listen.
No, I'm saying
you either call in or don't even say nothing about it, okay? Because I'm going to give you an option. You either stand up like a man, because I guess that senior teacher told you, teach you how to be a, more of a woman. So you call in and stand on your square. If you come in here with any more things, I'm going to let you go. I'm just being honest with you. And Jacob, I'm giving you all a chance to stand up and do something that you have never done before. And that is be men, call in and hold have your opinion and hold your fucking square. But you're not going to be on here hiding behind your words. We don't do that as men. So we're teaching a lesson here as well. So y'all can say something else. You'll just get booted the fuck out, or you're calling as a man and stand on your fucking principle. So we're going to see what you're going to do. So it's the ball's in your court. But you can't, guys, they cannot say that we kick them out without giving them a chance. We gave them a chance to do the one thing they have never done in their life, and that is stand on something they fucking were trained to do, basically, but what they think they believe in. If you believe in it so much, you should be able to defend that shit and stand on that shit. That's what men do. So we need you to call in. And, but you know what? They're not. They will not do it. I bet you. We'll just wait for them. But all right. But anyway, let's get back to our show, guys. Yeah. I got questions.
Yeah. So and also too, and man, I want to say this, man. This is exactly what it is. What we were talking about, the sheep, right? If you're looking at those individuals.
Wait. Time out. Fitness LLTD. Come out. Let me tell you something. Listen. I want to teach you a lesson about kayfabe. Hold on. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Let me.
No, you're good, bro. I want to hear this.
I'm gonna teach you a lesson about kayfabe. All right. Kayfabe back in the day, and I'll use wrestling. Back in the day, wrestling used to be territories. Okay, until Vincent Sr. brought all the territories together to create what is known as the WWE, then turned into WWF. But what they did was they took the characters and they made you feel like they're these people when the lights go off. So the bad guys that come from parts unknown, they made you think that when the show is over, they beat up cats and rob little ladies and all this other stuff. They were kayfabing, okay? So let me tell you about that fake motherfucker, Andrew Tate. See, what y'all keep trying to tell you guys, and I hate bringing up race and this shit, but what a lot of guys do that are nerdy and goofy, they get around a bunch of black people. And then they try to learn how to be cool and think they cool by wearing glasses and having your shirt off and talking a certain way. That motherfucker is not real. That is all fake.
Who is that?
I got to show you this. I'll pull up a clip to show you this motherfucker. Because people think this motherfucker actually got game. Hold on a second. Because he yell at people. Hold on a second. What's that? Let me find that goofy ass motherfucker name. What's his name? What's his name again? Andrew Tate.
Yeah, I've never heard of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, never. No. Because motherfuckers that got game, they don't talk like he talk. And all he's doing is he's running around acting like because he has muscles, because he has a certain lifestyle that he has game. Game is not what you accumulate. Game is in your mind. And running around, screaming, yelling, getting back rubs from women and all that goofy shit that he's doing, he is kayfabing, dog, because real motherfuckers don't do this shit. Real motherfuckers with game don't do that shit, man. Because what y'all don't understand is a lot of these guys, even with style, they're the one that created Mystery Method. The game. I know you're new to this space, but 50. There was a guy. Let me show you how he looked. Hold on. Let me show you this one. Let me give you an example. Andrew Tate. Okay. Okay. Give me a second. I'm going to show y'all something. Because I'm not. This is not about racism or anything like that. But y'all must understand what happens to a lot of people. A lot of people will see cool as when you got a little bit of swag, and his swag did not come from him. His swag came from being around black people with swag. So then he decided to change up what he was to get swag. Hold on, let me see. I'm going to show you this shit, guys. I'm going to give you all an example. Because I'm not making this about race, because they're gangsters and other races of guys that actually have game. But guys that have game don't act this way, dog. They don't talk like him, act like him. And all he is a pickup artist that came from the tree branch of what I'm about to show you, Fear. But what say you before? I'm trying to pull this up. Give me
I don't know. I don't know anything about. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. That's what I'm saying. I'm very interested.
I'm gonna show you
these guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you.
Or even bring it up in their vocabulary, because at the end of the day, you know, man, real recognize real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, real recognize real.
If you can't recognize real, then you know.
Right. Real motherfuckers don't go around flaunting his money and all of his wealth and all that. You notice Bill Gates doesn't flaunt his wealth. You notice Jeff Bezos doesn't. They, real ones don't flaunt. Hell, even J. Cole doesn't flaunt his wealth, even though he has his own jet and all this other stuff. He dresses down. A real man doesn't do that. Let me show you something, because I want y'all to see this, because I don't want y'all to think that we hate, but you asked the question, we're going to give you a real answer. Because y'all asked the question. So let me show you. Oh, not that goofy motherfucker. Let me take him off. Now, let me show you the tree branch of where this guy came from. The tree branch he came from for this guy right here I'm about to show you. This guy right here is Styles. So what you see on the right-hand side is what he used to be. And then what happened was when he learned a little bit of game for black people and created this book called The Game, which is no game, look how he changed himself, right? Look how now listen. This was in the early, in the late 90s, 2000, right? So now let's look at this Andrew Tate guy, okay? Now let my watch the, look at the resemblance, okay? I just want you to see it. Let me pull up old Andrew Tate and show you.
This picture is very uncomfortable.
That's him. But let me show you Andrew Tate now. Give me a second. Let me save this image as. Now, you got this guy running around just yelling and screaming, giving all these guys thinking that he actually has game. Let me give you Andrew Tate now. Again, what y'all fail to see is that Andrew Tate wouldn't survive on a real show, because real motherfuckers would call him out for the bullshit that he is. This is Andrew Tate. See that? Will you see the see the resemblance? See that, guys? Y'all don't even see the resemblance. This guy started it all with that fake book. This guy is running around thinking he has game because he could take his shirt off, get back rubs, and he's flying in a jet and all that other stuff, and he can yell and scream. That's not game, gentlemen. That's not game. You see what I'm saying, Fifth? So to answer your question, that motherfucker ain't got no game. He's just a PUA. Listen to how he talks. He's standing on. All he does is flashes his money. Wait, hold on. Let me. Hold on, Fifth. Let me grab a. I'm gonna just let you hear him talk, because I don't want to show the video. I'm gonna just grab an Andrew Tate video, and I'm gonna let you hear this motherfucker talk. Listen to this shit, guys. All right, listen. And you can hear the weakness in it. I'm gonna say. Hold on, let me show y'all something. Y'all think, and again, we ain't knocking the motherfucker, but y'all ask the question, we gonna give you an answer. This is the motherfucker talking right here. Here we go.
Andrew,
that's
the
bait
for this one.
Yeah. Hold on, that's not him. Hold on, that's the guy asking the question. Let me show him talking. Give me a second. Let me show him talking. Hold on. All right, here we go. Let me see. Here it is, him talking. Hold on. Not him.
I'm up to you. Your chance of winning is 0%.
Seriously?
Okay, but they want to physically harm your female. It is your masculine duty and your imperative to at least attempt to protect her. Do you agree? What? Bro, this isn't World of Warcraft. You don't fucking, you don't angry the mobs down, bro. Like, this isn't some fucking primitive.
You're hiding, though. You're hiding.
So?
Like, you gotta try to protect your girl.
What?
Okay. Why?
Or flight.
You're
together.
Let me get him by himself. Cause
I don't know who's who.
Right. Let me get one where he's just fucking talking. Let me grab one where he's fucking. All right, here we go. Here's something he's talking.
I'm at a hotel and I'm eating. I'll finish the buffet and I'll go up to the chef and say, that was amazing. Very good. Who's ever complimented a buffet chef? Nobody. They stand there all day, cooking all day, making very average food. And I'll eat his average ass food and go tell him good job. And his face will light up like you would not believe. I really believe in spreading positivity as a whole. I mean, I'm sure there's people who hate me. There's people who are going to listen to this podcast and go, this guy's full of shit. This guy, da, da. But I don't need to lie about anything I've ever done.
See, here's the thing. See, it's not about what you've done. It's that you're flaunting what you do. Because men don't flaunt what we do. We just stand on who we are. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? And this is what I keep trying to tell y'all guys. Again, this ain't about a race thing, but this is what I'm saying, man. What I'm saying is that real men are going to call out bullshit. If you are fake, you'll be called out on that shit. And again, he's trying to act cool. And again, I don't even know. And again, there's this thing back in high school that they always say, they always try to act black. You know what I mean? Because they try to have swag. And then when a Caucasian male sees another white guy that is a little swagged out a little bit, he's going to generate to him thinking that that's the cool guy. And that's what I need to be. Knowing that guy is just learning like Elvis did when even Elvis did the same thing, guys. Back in the day, y'all think Elvis is the king of rock and roll because that's how the society has created that, even like your white Jesus that's a hippie. But we're not going to get into that. But what I'm saying is that Elvis was always on the black side learning from black people. He just
everything he's known, he's learned from.
Right. And like you talk, right. I left 50 to explain this every 1 second. But I'm saying is that the only reason he was seen as that because they televised him. They wouldn't televise black people back then. They would always show non-black people. So if you're doing something new, it's going to be perceived that you created it when you got taught it. Fifth, you got it because we talked on this. Go ahead. You got it, Fifth.
Yeah, I mean, so one thing about, okay, so you guys got to understand there's a cultural difference, right? But the thing is that there's a certain level of understanding that people gravitate to. They know, you know, what's appealing. They know what's real. They know what's genuine. And what they try to do is get as close to you as possible in order to emulate that because they don't have awareness of self, right? So then they use those things in order to make money. They use those things that you learn to make money. And so like Elvis was a guy who was brought up around nothing but black people, man. He was like really close with B.B. King and, you know, Little Richard, all them guys, but he was brought up around bruhs his whole entire life. His style was predicated off of, you know, the people he was around.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, he was influenced by culture. He was influenced by the culture. So because of that, he came off in an image, and that image they absolutely took to because he's the one who delivered it. And again, like I said, the originators of it were those who was, you know, from his surroundings and from his hood. So I definitely understand exactly what Steve is saying. And when it comes to the guy, you know, he postured himself around, you know, those in the game and make it something.
So why do you waste your life then watching him? Okay, if you're saying that and that's true, then here's the $1 million question that shows why a lot of you guys are soft as fuck. Why are you wasting your time when you can take your time and work on yourself? Why, you tell me, Mizell, whatever your fucking name is, why do you waste your time watching a loser? He's a winner to himself, but you're a loser. Why are you watching him? Why? Because, again, you apparently know him well enough, so why even watch him? What is the purpose of watching him? What are you going to learn or gain from watching a video that can help you evolve as a man? You let us know, Ma, because you want to talk that. Appreciate you saying that. But I want you to say that, okay? But wait a second, and let's go to Fresh. And Mel's there, we ask you, Fresh, is it true if we're talking the truth? How are we talking down when we're telling you it? Okay, wait. Do you actually think white people didn't steal from black people? Wait. So you think we're talking down, or do you think we're telling you a truth?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
See, the truth, I agree with you, and this is another thing. That's just like me talking about, you know, what's going on in the communities of black people, right? So I'm talking down on those who's selling drugs and robbing and stealing and killing each other. I'm talking down, or am I telling the truth about what the problem is? But that is the truth. And see, this is the problem. You act like we're supposed to avoid the truth. Real men don't have their head in the sand.
Don't give a fuck.
We going to speak the truth. And the truth is who, and is one of the principles we stand on. And this is what we're talking about, man. You guys got to stop being afraid to speak your mind on things that's supposed to, that you're supposed to, you know, speak your mind on.
But you can't fifth when you don't know your history. If you don't know your fucking history, or take a moment to realize what you were taught in high school is fake, then you're the fucking problem. But see, I don't even know if Fresh is even black to even ask that fucking question. But as a black man, you don't understand what the fuck we're talking about, then you need to go find your father and tell him he has failed you. Because everything we're telling you is not about race. It's not about race. We're just telling you the fucking truth. How is the truth fucking turning, talking about down into somebody else? So wait, here's another guy right here. Listen to this. Go ahead and answer that.
It says, do you think giving up on women and focusing on him, on myself, business, body, traveling, et cetera, is better? Why is that? Why is it always one side or the other when it comes to, okay. So what you're basically saying is, you know, I'm a person of life, and my life requires food. It requires me to go outside. It requires me to travel. It requires me to have a good time. It requires me to be in different environments in order for me to create memories. Why is it that I say, okay, I'm going to need, in order for everything else to be working well, I need to stop traveling, or I need to stop going outside, or I need, why can't this encompass everything? And this is what I'm saying. You should be able to balance everything in your life as a man if you have things you stand on. If you have a great foundation in life, you should be able to live the way you want to live regardless of what's in front of you. What do you mean women? Women are everywhere. At the store, they're fucking driving next to you. They're fucking walking down your street. Why in the fuck do you want to eliminate women? I don't understand.
And Jordan, come on, Jordan. Now you're defending another man by trying to tear me down. Aren't you listening to me, bitch?
What's wrong with playing Matt? So this is what I'm saying. What is the age limit on video games? Does it say, hey, after 24, this game is from 18 to 24? What does fucking video game say?
Is it
12 and up?
Right. Is it
8 and up?
Right. Isn't getting money getting money? Isn't money
getting
money?
Like, I don't understand that. So what you're saying is, because some of these women don't allow you to play video games, or what they do is they tell you it's immature, you take that as being an insult.
No.
You take that as telling me, oh, y'all shouldn't be playing. Man, I play video games. You see this PS5 in the fucking back? Matter of fact, I may get on the WWE after this thing.
Hey, how is he going to tell us to get our shit together? He's telling the dog, Jordan, you're listening to us, dog. You're listening to us. We're not listening to you. And the fact that you're defending him, it shows how weak the fuck you are.
Did Jordan go change his J? Because it was pink earlier, wasn't it?
I think that's the pink Jordan. Yeah, that's the pink motherfucker. Yeah.
He wouldn't change it. It's gray now.
That's the pink one. Yeah, he changed it. He's listening to change it. So, yeah, there we go. So, but that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, brother, hold up. Wait, let me show you something. Watch. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you ain't learned shit. I'm going to send you my address. I'm going to send you my email. You send me a number. We'll call you. Let's see how much you learned. Because if you can't stand on all this fucking shit you've been saying for the last few minutes, then you're a straight up bitch that hasn't learned anything. And I'll be happy to kick you the fuck out. So I'm going to give you a chance. You got 1 minute because you learned something. So you should learn how to be a man, right? So I'm going to send you my email address. You go ahead and give us your number. We'll call you right now because the lines are down. and let's see what you actually learned, because you haven't learned shit. Now, guys, I'm about to prove a point. I'm about to prove how cold game is. I'm about to prove that shit. All right, no doubt, no doubt. Okay, all right. Man, he lucky as fuck. You are so lucky, motherfucker, today. You lucky we got to wrap. You lucky we got to wrap this shit up, because I was about to lay in this bitch ass motherfucker's ass, man. Don't you? Hey,
well, I know you
are.
I mean, yeah, and like I said, I'm
lucky as fuck.
You know, I want to say this in closing, and I want to say this is something that I wanted to say. I've noticed towards the end of the show we were taping it off for you guys really understanding what we're saying. We were talking about sheep. We were talking about the mindset of losers.
And look at this.
And they're displaying their heads right now. And this is what I'm saying. We want you men to think for yourself. It's okay to gather information, but then you got to make your own conclusion for yourself and live the life that you want to live. If you don't live the life that you want to live, you're going to fall for anything.
This is why I love John. This is why I love John. John, please, John. Please go to the man mindset and say hi. John, just subscribe. Come in tonight and say hi, John. I promise you, I will give you a wrench, John. I promise, John. I love this guy.
John,
John is real. See, this is why you fuck with real motherfucking guys. Because real recognize real. And real said the realest thing at the end of the thing that I didn't even have to say. And you know how to say, because we know that motherfucker ain't say that shit. We know how to say,
He said it.
Yeah, he know better. He know better. So that's all. It's all love. It's all
he
love.
He said it,
man.
Again. John in here going crazy.
John in this motherfucker. Like last thing John said, I'm saying that's John. Yeah. Shit, come on, man. That's what I'm saying, man. That's man, dog.
I respect, man.
Respect, John. Respect. But hey, we guys in the chat room, all you guys, we respect all you guys. Fifth, what's going on with you? Because, guys, I want to let you know, if you listen now, you don't listen tonight, I got a show with Taekwondo. And then at 3 in the morning, we're going to go live, 3 in the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning, we're going to do a live show about the sex studio, because that's what game does. We kicking it all the time. But what you got on, man?
So I got a show coming out later on today. I want you guys to take a look for that. But you guys will see it running across the timeline. So make sure you go to my channel and subscribe. But one of the things, I got a show on Sunday. I actually was going to run it yesterday, but I wanted to make sure because I've been gathering more things. But it's the lifestyle of simping, the exposed. And what I want to do is I want to talk about why men want to simp or are simping and finding acceptable. And so that show is going to be explosive. I got so much evidence on why men take shortcuts in life, on how men just allow women to do whatever. So, you know, I'm just going to keep it all the way 100, man.
Jordan, I got Jordan. Hey, Jordan. If I see him, I'm going to give you a original light, though. He's going to be happy. He's going to be happy. Hey, Joe. Hey, listen, I just want to say, and I'm going to drop it short today, but I just want to say for all you guys out here, game is not have a color or race, but when you have game, you got to call things out for what they are. And regardless of who they are, if they're black, green, yellow, purple, or red, you got to call those things out. And that's what game does, because the last thing we want you guys to understand is that we want you guys to think for yourself and stop following blindly when motherfuckers just flying airplanes and jets and they ain't doing shit, all right? So, guys, we appreciate you guys. We'll go ahead and shut this down, and we will say, hey, guys, I'll see y'all later. Hey, make sure you subscribe to 1950. Also, subscribe to The Man Mindset, and we'll holler at y'all motherfuckers later, man. We out this bitch.
Peace.
Well, let me turn the – hold on, let me – hey, all right, let me turn this down. Let me shut this down.